Luke, beginning, if I put my glasses on, I could probably see it better. Ah, there it is. Okay, beginning of verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace to men on whom His favor rests." I want to focus for just a moment on verse 12. It says, "This will be a sign to you," as the angel was speaking to the shepherd. "You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Now, a lot of people might think, well, why was that a sign? Why did that make a difference? You know, probably babies were born lots of times and wrapped in swaddling clothes, placed wherever they could be placed. But it's very significant. So I want to read this to you because I'd heard this before and somebody sent it to me not too long ago, and I just wanted to read it to you because it's so significant. The angels pronounced the birth of the Savior to the shepherds. They offered a sign to the shepherds to help them find the baby. The sign was, "You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." If this was to be a sign, it had to be significant. When we hear of swaddling clothes, we think of our current meaning of swaddling, to hold a baby close and restrain the movement. Also, we might think of a manger as a dirty feeding trough for animals. However, these are both incorrect. Due to recent archaeological evidence in Israel, we now know what these signs pointed to. If swaddling clothes were a common practice after the birth of a child, how would this be a sign? Would they have to knock on every door in Bethlehem to ask if a child had been born? If a manger were a feeding trough for stable animals, it wouldn't be any different. They would have to go around and ask everyone if they knew where the baby was born. It would have been no different if the angels had left after they announced that he was born in the city of David. Instead, they pointed the shepherds exactly to where the baby was born. These signs pointed the shepherds to the tower of the flock. The tower of the flock was on the outskirts of Bethlehem and overlooked the fields in which the Levitical shepherds kept their flocks for the temple. When a sheep was about to give birth, it was taken to the tower. The newborn lambs were placed in a manger, a clean stone bed, to be examined with swaddling clothes, white linens, which would be used to find any blemishes. They would hold the linens up next to the sheep and see if there were any differences in the colors of the clean linen and the sheep. Because the sacrifices had to be without spot or blemish, much care was taken to make sure the lambs were free of any infirmities. There was only one place in Bethlehem that had a manger and swaddling clothes. It was the tower of the flock. The shepherds immediately recognized the signs as they were implements that they were familiar with. They would have no problem finding the babe since they knew exactly where he was. How incredible is it that the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world, was born in the exact place that the sacrificial lambs for the temple were born. Just as the temple lambs had to be spotless, so he had to be without fault to take our sin upon him. Christ indeed was the perfect Lamb of God given to us. You see, when God does things, he doesn't do anything by chance or without a purpose. He does everything just as he appoints it to be. And so the beautiful picture there, as the angels and the specific angel told this to the shepherds, they knew exactly where to go. They didn't have to go knock on doors or look in every manger, every stable. They knew exactly where to go. Because Jesus would be born where the spotless lambs were born. Because he was the spotless lamb who gave his life for us. It's a reminder to me that when we think of this time of year, we often just celebrate the birth of Jesus, But a friend of mine many years ago wrote a song, and a couple of the lyrics say this: He was born to die, to rise again, to face the power of Satan's sin. He came to this earth knowing that he was going to die for us, and yet he came anyway. I don't know how many people would want to do something like that, but Jesus chose to do that. And so when he came to this earth, it wasn't just so, you know, they could have a celebration and many years later we could be given gifts around a tree. He came for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was to sacrifice himself as the Lamb, to cover our sins with his blood, to die and then rise again and defeat the evil one. That's exactly what he did. So when we take the Lord's Supper tonight, it's just a reminder that his body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us. So we'll be taking this in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to give you a couple of instructions. Right now we're doing it, unfortunately we're doing it through the COVID method. So you get it all together instead of reaching in and touching all the little pieces of bread and finding the one you want. It's all together. It's all in one cup. And what you do is there's a little tab here. You can push down on the tab, and there's a little piece of plastic that sticks up from the tab. You pull that back, and that's where the bread is. And then when you get ready for the juice, then you pull back the whole thing. Does that make sense? Sorry, I had to go through that, but it kind of takes away the... But anyway, so I'm going to ask my deacons to come up and we're going to take the Lord's Supper together.